I'm Eli Manning.
How y'all feeling today?
Welcome to another edition of Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota. I'm Bob Papa, the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. The New York Giants getting ready for training camp 2016, getting all of their work in. We've got a big show lined up for you. We're going to look back at the celebration of the 1990 Super Bowl championship. Giants follow them during that celebratory weekend. But to get things started, we take you inside the huddle with the Giants wide receiver core.
One, two.
We take you from Giants wide receivers to Giants first round draft pick and defensive back Eli Apple. As he threw out the first pitch at a Mets game, our Giants Access Blue cameras were there.
Hello. We're at Citi Field right now. I'm Eli Apple. I'm here to throw out the first pitch for the Mets game. I'm looking forward to it.
A hug, man. You give him hell now. I'm pulling for you.
I got you.
Win that East and go to Super Bowl. I'm thinking Super Bowl.
The plan.
Big turnaround. Go get him, Apple,
Thank
and
you.
The Apple.
Thank
all
you.
Right?
This is a wonderful experience to be able to be here to throw out the first pitch. I'm very honored to, especially now knowing that Eli Manning and the other guys before me have done the same thing, so I want to keep the legacy going.
Got the number now.
Yeah. I'm a little nervous and excited at the same time. I want to throw the ball well. I don't want to embarrass myself too much, so I'm definitely going to try to do my best.
Good thing here, people come late, so
it
won't be packed yet when you throw. So
just don't want to get on SportsCenter.
There you go. Just I'm telling you, slow up just like that. You don't need to throw it hard. There you go. They give you the mascot. You don't want him.
Oh, no.
Because the mascot can't see.
Exactly. Like, I might hit him right in his face.
Right?
All right,
man.
Appreciate your advice, man. Good luck.
Cool. No problem at all.
Yes, sir. Yes,
Thank
sir.
You. I'll see you out there probably before you're ready to do it.
Perfect.
All right.
I feel good. No more practice.
Ladies and gentlemen, we now direct your attention to the pitcher's mound for a very special ceremonial first pitch. Please welcome New York Giants first round draft pick, Eli Apple. Our ceremonial first pitch catcher is Matt Reynolds. Eli, are you ready? It's your pitch. Ladies and gentlemen, New York Giants first round draft pick, Eli Apple.
Had a great time here in Citi Field, throwing out the first pitch. I just can't wait to get to work in the offseason. Go Giants.
Really cool experience for first-round draft pick Eli Apple. When we come back, we'll talk with wide receivers coach Adam Henry here on Giants Access Blue. We're back here on Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota. Recently, I had a chance to sit down and talk with the Giants' new wide receivers coach, Adam Henry. Coach, first of all, welcome. How are you adjusting to life in the New York metropolitan area?
Thank you. I'm adjusting really well. First time living on the East Coast, so it's been really good.
Yeah, you spent last year with San Francisco, and then you were with the Oakland Raiders for quite a bit of time. Talk about your experiences in those places and who were some big influences on you that have led to sort of your growth as a coach.
The experiences were really, really good to me, especially in Oakland. I learned a lot from Al Davis. Just being around him and meticulously just learning, you know, different ideas and information and things of that nature for the scouting part of it. And then also Tom Cable was a big, you know, help to me as far as my career, and also Hugh Jackson. He was the offense coordinator and the head coach there, and so learned a tremendous amount with both of those guys, and, you know, so it's helped me in my career.
What are some of the things that, obviously, when you take a look at this receiving group, we still haven't gone through the draft. There's still more time in free agency, so the group is not necessarily the complete group. But what are some of your philosophies that you want to share with these players to make them the best that they can be?
My whole philosophy is to play fast, just play faster and be efficient, but not to make robots. But also, we want to play fast and efficient, but we want to know what to do, how to do it, and where to be for Eli. So we want to make him extremely comfortable because he has the ball. And so we want to make sure that he trusts us and be where we're supposed to be.
One guy who's certainly not a robot is the best player on the team, you know, outside of the quarterback, Odell Beckham Jr., who obviously played at LSU as well. What is it about Odell Beckham Jr.'s game that you feel can get to even a higher level? Because his first 2 years have been off the charts.
It's just a little thing. It's going back to basics. Whenever, you know, you start from ground one, and as soon as they get in, you want to start over from the basics, from stance and start to releases to things of that nature. So there's so many things that you can clean up and to be more efficient. And so now it helps the passing game.
Obviously, you saw him in college. Did you think that he'd be able to do what he's done through the first 2 years?
Yes, I knew that he had the ability to just make an impact in his first year. And my whole objective and goal when I was at LSU was to make a day one starter. And so he was able to do that, along with another guy who, you know, Jarvis Landry, who could do that also.
When you have a guy like that, and now you're going to come in and coach him here in the NFL, and he's so talented, and he's got tremendous work ethic, but is it hard to coach a guy that's already accomplished that much?
No, I don't think it's hard at all. It's, you know, this game in life is about relationships and understanding that. I'm not here to to change anything, but just to make it better. That's my thing, is to make it better. You know, he's on a good pathway he's at now, and my job is just to make it better.
And finally, Ben McAdoo's offense, the last 2 years with the Giants, we've seen explosive numbers. What is it about this offense that makes it so offensive friendly, so to speak?
Well, I'm excited. He's done a great job, you know, the past 2 years with the offense. And just the combination of the concepts, the pass concepts of the West Coast. And I'm really happy and excited to be in the West Coast and to learn as much as I can. But he's done a phenomenal job in what he's done. So I'm just here to learn as much as I can and just to make things better at the receiver position.
Coach, we appreciate a couple minutes. Welcome to the New York Giants.
Thank you so much.
The Giants can be very explosive offensively when it comes to the wide receiver position, and they have a multi-tool player in a guy like Dwayne Harris. So that means we're going to take you inside the film room as David Deal and I break down the game of Dwayne Harris. We're going to focus in on one of the Giants' key free agent acquisitions this year, Dwayne Harris. He came over from the Dallas Cowboys, and he did something that no Giant had done. He returned a punt and a kickoff in the same season. Hadn't been done since 1960, and he's the first Giant with a punt return, kickoff return, and receiving touchdown in the same year. And he really gave this team a boost in special teams with the return game.
I really think that he is a Pro Bowl caliber special teams returner. So here we're going to see a kickoff return for a touchdown against the Dallas Cowboys. The one thing that you always love about a returner is the minute he gets the ball, he waits, he has the vision, but he runs with power and strength, and you see his breakaway speed ability. One of the things that people always think about a returner is, the hole was there, it wasn't there. You've got to trust the wedge, and you've got to let things open up. He has the patience to let things develop, and the minute that it opens up, he's able to kick into that second gear immediately.
All right, now we're going to focus in on him as a receiver. Now, let's face it. He gave the Giants a boost. He was not expected to be the third receiver. Now he got a chance to play, and he got a chance to play more. But there's some areas that you feel he can improve upon as a receiver.
Most certainly. One of the things, like I said, is his strength is his ability to catch and run with the football strong. his ability to learn the route combinations in this very dynamic system that Ben McAdoo ran this past season. But one of the things that I want to know is, how natural are his hands as a pass catcher? Sometimes he double catches. Sometimes he had a bobble. That's something that you wouldn't really expect out of a returner, but the ball's coming at you a completely different way than it is when it's getting kicked to you.
He did make some tough catches, though, like when the Giants played in New Orleans, and he had a couple tough catches in there. Obviously a bright spot for this season. Dwayne Harris, a very versatile player who really showed his ability to become clutch in the passing game last season. He'd like to be a part of a championship team. When we come back, we'll take you behind the scenes of the Super Bowl 25 champion Giants celebration weekend. We're back here on Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. Last season, the Giants celebrated the 25th anniversary of the Super Bowl 25 champion New York Giants. And our Giants Access Blue cameras were there behind the scenes for that celebration weekend.
Fans are on their feet and screaming. Snap, spot, kick is away. He's got the distance. It is good, good,
and the Giants are going to Tampa Bay. It's over for the three-peats. It's over.
Great job, Bill. Congratulations.
And the plane ride from there to Tampa was the most memorable trip that I've ever been on. It was such a celebration. The players so happy. And
hey, Tampa Bell, baby!
That might have been the best plane ride I've been on in a long time, because I tell you what, we having some fun on that plane, though.
Happy New Year, guys. We're going to the show.
And Giant football in the Super Bowl. Tens of thousands of our small American flags being raised.
When you stood in the press box and you saw the armed soldiers right outside the press box, a helicopter gunship was hovering, you know, there over the stadium. However, it was the Super Bowl. All the precautions had been taken, and the build-up to the game was sensational. It's something you'll never forget. Whitney Houston.
During the 1990 season, Sean Landetta and rock star Jon Bon Jovi developed a strong friendship that has lasted 25 years and counting.
Yeah, it's just one of those things that he came to practice, and me being a big fan of rock and roll music and his songs, we formed a friendship.
Bon Jovi also had a passion for photography, and when Sean introduced him to Giants photographer Mike Malarkey, they came up with an idea that would make the 1990 season one he'd never forget.
Mike Malarkey said, come over here, hold this camera bag. It was really important to me not to stand out. It was make sure that you could be as close to being one of the staff as possible. So you tuck your hair up, you pair, you know, the cheap pair of sunglasses and a t-shirt. You know, in that rare occasion, I had a sleeveless shirt on because I would go out of my way to make sure that something like that Superman tattoo didn't stand out.
You were at the NFC Championship game in San Francisco?
Yes, I was.
Matty Barr.
Matty Barr.
Awesome. It's hard for me to believe that it's been 25 years since that miraculous season, but I tell you, this was such a special group of guys, a special group of players.
Good to see you, man.
Great to see you.
I think of all the teams I ever had, without question, this was the most resilient, mentally. You know, you have your personal life and your professional life, and then you've got your memorable events, and this is one of those.
The 1990 Super Bowl champions.
In Super Bowl 25, they didn't give us a chance. A backup quarterback, an old running back, but we had you guys.
And we thank all you Giant fans for your undying support for all the years. Thanks a lot. Go Giants!
You know, once a Giant, always a Giant. totally pertains to these championship teams. And the alumni are always still very active, as several Giant alum paid a visit to a firehouse in New Milford, New Jersey.
Hey, gentlemen, you look like you could use a hand.
Absolutely.
How about some lunch?
That sounds great.
You guys are working hard. We thought we would bring you a little lunch break.
We appreciate that. Thank you.
All right, thank you. How are we doing? How you guys doing? Sean O'Hara.
How are you?
I'm Rich Nooner.
Hey, Rich Nooner. How are you? Nice to meet you.
Thank you.
What drill are we doing today, right now?
Roof operation.
Roof operation?
And falling
ladders. What do you say we take it inside and go grab something to eat?
How many men you got here?
How many members?
How many
25
firemen?
25 in this active, 25 in this firehouse.
First one ever.
Right here?
Uh-huh.
My umbilical cord.
Can't go anywhere without that, huh?
Buzz me around.
So this is a volunteer firehouse.
Right.
So what do you guys do full time?
Everything, you name it. I mean, guys from plumbers, electricians.
You already told me you work for the DPW,
yeah,
and you cook, and you clean. He basically said he's running an operation by himself, is what he told me back there.
All right, so if you guys are ready, we'll take a quick tour of the firehouse.
After taking a tour and spending some time with the members, Sean learned a bit more about Chief Rich Nooner, the first of three generations of firefighters, and decided to provide a little something extra for his commitment.
We wanted to show our thanks and our appreciation, but we're not done. And in the spirit of New Jersey Lottery, their saying is anything can happen in Jersey. Chief Nooner, we would like to present you with some tickets.
Whoa.
We've got four tickets right here. We appreciate your service. We understand that you've got three generations now that are here.
Yes.
And this is just a little thank you for everything. I just want to say on behalf of Erica and the New York Giants and New Jersey Lottery, thanks so much for having us here today. Thank you so much for your service. I think it's great. It's commendable what you guys are doing.
Anything can happen in Jersey.
Sean, thank you.
Hey, thanks, man. All right, thanks.
Pleasure.
Nice meeting you guys.
Much more to come here on the program. When we come back, we'll tell you about a Odell Beckham Jr. commercial as we continue with Giants Access Blue after this. We're back here on Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota. Odell Beckham Jr. recently filmed a Lenovo commercial, and our Giants Access Blue cameras were there behind the scenes.
AB Mark.
All right, everybody, we're rolling sound. If we can hold the conversations, thank you.
Action.
Hi, I'm Odell Beckham Jr., and if there's one thing I have in common with Lenovo computers, is that we both run fast.
Leaf clicker.
So Lenovo is the official computer and laptop sponsor of the NFL, and we want to do something fun for the younger NFL audience. And it's all around this idea of a fantasy online college. Fantasy football is not just about the stats and numbers and the competition, but that there's fun stuff too, like trash talking, naming yourself, branding yourself, etc.
A lot of you have these plain old fantasy team names. You give me the name of your favorite player, and I'll give you a team name. Odell it on the mountain.
No.
Odell, no!
Maybe.
Man, it's been great here working with JB Smooth, a guy who's hilarious. I've watched him for a long time. So just coming here and catching some of his energy, you know, kind of helped me, you know, make it through everything that we've been doing. But I had a lot of fun.
Oh, I love this! Introducing everybody, the cat!
I don't know.
Come on, do it! Touchdown! You can't be the bird, man, without a bird!
Red kite.
Definitely putting the bird on my shoulder and kind of being uncomfortable because, you know, I didn't know what it was going to do. You know, we're not close like that. I don't know the bird like that or anything. So, you know, he's got his nails digging in my shoulder and I kind of started to feel a little bit. I tried not to freak out or let him know that I'm freaking out, but it was a lot of fun.
So, fans, that's something that you need to understand. When you see a player in a commercial, when you're watching the games during the season, just remember one thing. They record them in the off season during their off time. Make sure you follow the Giants on Facebook.com/New York Giants, on Twitter at Giants, and at Giants.com. For our entire crew, I'm Bob Papa. Thanks for joining us for this edition of Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. Giants Access Blue.
is brought to you in part by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New York Giants. MetLife. Get a free quote and apply online in less than 10 minutes. Visit MetLife.com/life today.